Professor Ben Ayade said Africa's forest reserve is a major solution in reducing global carbon emissions and called on African countries to see themselves as partners in the climate negotiations.
Our key resource is our forest. For them, the key resource is their technology. As we come here for COP21, what is Africa's position? What have we brought to the negotiation table? He said, continue to play the role of a victim. Africa holds the largest tropical rainforest. Africa stands at the middle between the west and the east. So it is that place that sinks all the carbon dioxide and the emissions that come even from the methanogenesis that causes it. Africa must have a stronger say. Africa must have their own pre-COP conference before they come to COP. Africa's negotiation must be single. Africa cannot come COP with arms, always looking for arms. They must seek technology. They must seek equality. They must seek relevance, because indeed, it is one of the most blessed continents.
He also said that African countries should not be in a hurry to adopt renewable energy as a solution to climate change, because its usage must be followed with technology so as not to create a disbalance in people's livelihood.
Renewable energy is actually not a way for Africans at this point in time. Renewable energy means put an end to the sale of your hydrocarbon. Renewable energy means Nigeria should stop exporting crude oil. But they are busy doing research, inventing technologies, using solar energy, using wind power. When the oil price goes down, when you stop producing oil, what are you going to use as an alternative? Livelihoods, the disbalancing of the livelihoods. Renewable energy must follow with development, must follow with technology. Africa cannot be in a haste to adopt renewable technology because it is completely against our development. We must go in pace with our own technology and our faith.
Governor Ayade called for a reconstruction of the United Nations Reducing Emissions from Deforestation and Forest Degradation, RED, to reflect the peculiarities of the African situations due to the process involved in assessing funds under the project. The former coordinating minister of the economy and now the global commissioner of the new climate economy, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, said it was time for African businesses and investors to embrace green solutions in energy efficiency.
Almost 3/4 of the infrastructure that Africa needs is still not invested in. We still don't have it. That means that the power we need, we all know that, the roads, the railway, is that we can both get this infrastructure investment and have it done in a way that is friendly to the issues of climate change, meaning that it can be in a way that lowers emissions. And to look at renewable. So we are not saying that renewable should be the only thing, because Africa should have a mix, but we should increase the renewable.
The Nigerian representative at the Women and Gender Constituency and director of the Center for 21st Century Issues, Ms. Titi Akosa, said transition of Nigeria's economy from fossil fuel to a green economy must be done in a just way so as not to disrupt the livelihood of the people.
We have an economy that is wired around fossil fuel, and in a bid to go into a just transition, it means that we must move our economy away from fossil fuel. So how do we move in a just way that the lives of people are not disrupted? Nigeria must move away from fossil fuel. What is the alternative? And if we have an alternative on the ground, then how do we ensure that we create that awareness among our people and then gradually we move towards that transition?
Ms. Akosa said she has a message of hope for women in poor communities across the country.
Whether we like it or not, at the end of the day, we are going to bring the message of hope. And this opportunity for her that climate finance will definitely reach her, because that is why we are here to negotiate on their behalf. Not only that climate finance will reach her, her voice also matters here, and we are representing that voice within the negotiation.
The United Nations Summit on Climate Change is an international negotiation geared towards reducing global carbon emissions, which experts said is responsible for climate change. A final agreement is expected to be reached by the end of the summit on the 11th of December, as different groups meet to ensure their demands are included in the agreement. From the International Conference Center at Le Bourget in Paris, France, I am Tina Armstrong reporting for Radio Nigeria.